WFYA San Francisco, this is Brad Messer with the San Francisco Report. A number of people have written or telephoned me to give or get details of what they hear is a war between the old ranchers and the new hippies in two counties north of San Francisco. The two incidents which touched off the rumors occurred within hours of one another in the area where Humboldt County meets Mendocino County. It's beautiful country, lots of trees and mountains, streams and good rivers, farms and ranches. For the past few years, young people from the city have been discovering that beautiful land several hours north of here. They've been setting up farms, communes, monasteries, homes, camps. They've moved onto the land where, for more than 100 years, leathery-faced, tough old ranchers have been insulated from social change by the very forests and hills they work in. So in Humboldt and Mendocino counties, especially in the sections nearest Highway 101, the ranchers and the hippies have been getting used to one another. There have been different reactions, ranging from fear and distrust to acceptance by the old-timers of the young newcomers who, just like the ranchers, love the land and want to work with it. 2 weeks ago, a hippie was shot by an old-timer. Within hours, several families of hippies in a nearby community packed their goods and deserted the buildings they'd been living in. Three of those buildings then were burned. The two incidents have been put together in people's minds, apparently, and now there's a lot of talk that indeed there's some kind of shooting and burning war between the hippies and the ranchers in Mendocino and Humboldt County. I just don't believe it's true. After spending several days in the area where the incidents occurred, after talking to freaks and farmers, long hairs and ranchers, cops and kids, I just don't believe there's any reportable warfare. About 4 a.m, 2 Sundays ago, a hippie type wandered into the remote small house where a 62-year-old man lives. After repeated warnings, the old man is said by lawmen to have shot the hippie in the groin. The hippie wandered away to a nearby monastery where the sheriff was called, but the hippie refused to believe he was badly hurt and wouldn't let a doctor look at him. A day later, the people at a nearby mental clinic convinced the hippie the bullet was serious and he allowed it to be removed. That hippie, still in the mental clinic, faces possible burglary charges. The old man, no charges. Later, the day of the shooting, other hippie types packed up and left their nearby settlement, and they're suspected of having burned their buildings behind them. Now, the two incidents may or may not be connected, but the fact is they're isolated. This sort of thing doesn't go on all the time, and the people I talked with in the two adjacent counties to our north deplore both the burning and the shooting. I think there's no rancher versus hippie war in Mendocino and Humboldt County. When the cases which started the rumors come to court, the facts will be aired and perhaps the truth will be made available to everyone concerned. This is Brad Messer for KYA News.
Through the valleys of your mind, the ego trips you take, the fantasies you live inside your dreams. You see the naked truth about yourself and all your ways. Cover up the naked truth with your guys' jeans. Leave out seeds that fit your ego fine. Leave out seeds that satisfy your mind.
Now, a KYA 90-second news check.
San Francisco's other teachers' union voted to strike, joining the smaller union which walked out of class last Wednesday. And the non-union teachers look like they'll stay away today, too. The school bosses have not declared the schools are closed. I can't see how they can keep them open today without any teachers, but the school bosses say please do go to school today. That's the official line. Cali's jury comes back to the Fort Benning courtroom today to fix his sentence. Yesterday, the My Lai lieutenant stood before him and said, "You have stripped me of my honor." Alvin Duskin, the clothes maker for the younger, raises Cain with another petition in San Francisco, says he has 50,000 good signatures on petition papers to force a public vote on proposed skyscrapers. Secret servicemen here have nabbed a couple of suspects in a ring that printed phony U.S. savings bonds. G-men say the phonies were excellent quality. Probably $50,000 worth of them passed already. Beautiful day today, says the weatherman in San Francisco. Sunny and a little warmer than yesterday, a high in the high 60s. The same lawmakers' committee in Sacramento, which turned it down the past 3 years, has now approved a plan to lower the penalty for marijuana possession. They'd make it a misdemeanor. The kick will be a $250 fine, 90 days in the can, or both under the newly proposed law. But that grass plan has a long way to go before becoming law, and the path will not be clear sailing. From the Department of Deja Vu, Senator Bill Proxmire, who rose like David to slay the giant SST program, now aims his doubts at a government funding program for another airplane scheme, the short takeoff and landing plane. We'll be hearing about that. Oh, Milwaukee has taken a 3-0 lead over San Francisco in the NBA Western Conference by beating the Warriors 114-102. High scorer for the Bucks, Lou Alcindor with 33 points. Milwaukee now within one victory of clinching. The other Western Conference semifinal was tied at two victories each when the Chicago Bulls beat the Los Angeles Lakers 112-102. All five of our Major League Baseball teams in California scheduled to see action today. Dodgers and Giants continuing that exhibition series. The Dodgers blasted the Giants 9-1 yesterday at Albuquerque. Padres downed the Indians 6-3. The Angels came out on the short end of an identical score with the Chicago Cubs 6-3. And the Brewers beat the Oakland A's 6-5. This is Brad Messer reporting.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Bonajani is here to play more music.
Trapped in a mine, what had caved in? And everyone knows the only one left was Joe and me and Tim.
Little song from the Buoys. That's Timothy, now 709 from KYA Music San Francisco. Good morning, Cliff Song is for Buona Johnny. And I've got gangbusters, solid gold, baby. Ray Charles. Busted.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The count is gonna haul my belongings away, cause I'm busted. my brother to ask for a loan, 'cause I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog without his bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu, and I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. But a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned for last summer is gone. I'm busted. The fields are all bare and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go. But I'll make a living just where I don't know, 'cause I'm busted. I'm broke. Nothing.
A lot of hard times, a lot of hard trash, baby. Now 7-Eleven on Music San Francisco, KYA.
At Oceanfront High, Tiger was the athletic director who enjoyed playing the field.
Well, now, if we started doing that with our students, who knows where it would lead?
The football field?
That's where it's at.
Dynamite.
Hi, Coach.
You caught me.
Rock Hudson, Angie Dickinson, Telly Savalas in Roger Vadim's Pretty Maids All in a Row from MGM, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent.
Hey, would you like to know that it starts Friday exclusively at the St. Francis Theater, San Francisco, and other Bay Area theaters next week?
Sometimes, when you take your taste bud south of the border, does it get a little hot for you? At Vandekamp's, we make our frozen enchilada dinners American style. So whether you choose the beef, chicken, or cheese, you can taste all the flavor without feeling the heat. Vandekamp's frozen enchilada dinners. They come with refried beans and a zesty Spanish rice. We don't compromise, so you don't have to apologize.
For there are days that last forever, and someone special waits to share them. Through time brings back a memory filled with love.
A birthstone ring for his birthday? Groovy. He's a Gemini.
No kidding. Well, then let me show you this ring.
Birthdays are saving days at K Jewelers. Birthstone rings for as little as $17.50. K helps love find a way.
Where there's a K, there's a way.
Choose from Bulova, Accutron, Elgin, Seiko, Timex, and Pierre Michel watches at K Jewelers. March only with Pierre Michel watch only $39.95. You got a Spidel watch band at no added cost. Of course, there's a K Jewelers at 2548 Mission Street, San Francisco. Coming on, baby, hailing out of Gary, Indiana. Super Soul from Music San Francisco, KYA, with Cliff Saunders, Buona Johnny, Jackson 5.
Never can.
Thank you.
Francisco.
When they ask me for my autograph, I catch you in the corner of the eye, and I know that smile upon your face means we made it, girl, you and I. From the heart life on the south side to the spotlight here on the stage, now watch me play.
Now on KYA, that's Dawn, of course. Just watch me sing and play.
It is with considerable sadness that we must announce that in his quest for big-time show business fame, Buona Johnny is heading for the jungles of New York City.
Starting April 1st, Cliff Saunders swings in the mornings on KYA. You're invited to welcome Cliff Saunders to San Francisco and wake up winning waterbeds. Saunders starts on the 1st, and every day for his first 7 days on KYA, Cliff will give away a queen-size oyster waterbed. To be eligible to win, just be first to phone the KYA action lines the next time you hear the underwater singer. Hey, partner, let me ask you, how's your car running this morning, huh? Does it need major surgery or maybe just an aspirin? Well, take it to Penny's Auto Diagnostic Center for a complete and accurate checkup. They'll put your car through 212 scientific tests that'll pinpoint any problems or any potential problems. Now only $988 for a complete diagnostic and consultation with an expert diagnostician, you see. Any work needed can be done by Penny's trained mechanics and anywhere you like, right? $988, pretty reasonable for a doctor, don't you think, these days? Well, there's an Auto Diagnostic Center in Sun Valley Mall, in Concord, Mayfair Mall, in Palo Alto, and Eastmont Mall in Oakland, Westgate Mall in San Jose.
The Stewardesses, America's most controversial new film. The Stewardesses in new Stereovision 3D and Eastman Color. Stereovision 3D is the most realistic film process ever developed. Don't miss The Stewardesses, the film all America is talking about. This picture has been rated X.
Very, very X.
What are you putting me on, sweetheart? Hey, The Stewardesses in 3D starts Friday at the Presidio Theater, Chestnut and Scott in San Francisco.
The small car experts, the Datsun dealers.
All the features that maybe each of the other small cars have one or two of, we have them all.
It's nice to see a comparison sheet come out and substantiate my own judgment, you know?
Now, at your Datsun dealers, a free comparison chart, a free copy of Datsun's booklet, How to Buy a Small Car, and a free test drive.
See your Datsun dealer today and get your free comparison chart and, of course, reprint of How to Buy a Small Car. got music going for you from KYA Music San Francisco. Want you to put your hand in my hand, let's get a little bit of empathy going. Here's my music, take it in the spirit in which it's given. Ocean.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from the Galilee.
And put your hand in the hand of the man. That's Ocean. It's 7:23 now. KYA Music San Francisco. Back to 1965. Here comes Buona Johnny following Seasons 4.
Thank you. Love him, Cliff Saunders. Tomorrow he starts regularly. Every morning he'll be able to wake up to that. What, hello? Thought I heard a big click. Everybody shut off their radios, right? Wait a minute. Hello, hold on.
Sweetheart, the birds can all wait. Together we spend happy hours and oh, happy days. Laughing in the sunshine and crying in the rain. Together we knew happy days and never knew no pain. Yeah, Saturday. In our ways, together we knew happy hours and all happy ways. Flying out together and never mind the weather. Together we knew happy days, we never had it better. Yeah, sunny days, sunny sunshine, happy days. Days we never knew no pain. Yeah, cloudy days, sunny sunshine, happy days will never be the same. Na 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 na, yeah. Na 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 na, yeah yeah yeah. Na 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 na.
Good morning, this is Brad Messer with the 7:30 News. Now, the official line from the school people in San Francisco this morning is, please do go to school today. That's the official word. I don't see how they're going to keep our 119 Little Red schoolhouses from shutting up, though. The smaller teachers' union's been striking since a week ago today, and now the larger union's teachers have voted to walk out, too. And non-union instructors look like they'll take a holiday. Mayor Alioto will meet with the leaders of the factions today to see whether they'd like him to help settle the strike. Board of Education meets at 4 this afternoon, and KQED television will cover that meeting live if you want to see how the machinery works. Beautiful day today in San Francisco. High 60s, breezy and sunny. If you're headed toward the Northern California mountains, expect to be greeted by rain or snow showers. Alvin Duskin, the dressmaker with social awareness, says he has 50,000 signatures on his Ban the Skyscrapers petitions. Now, that's way more than enough to force a public vote June 8th on his plan that would take skyscraper power away from City Hall and give it to the people, the voters. You'd be able to vote on any skyscraper proposal instead of having City Hall make the decision for you. Lieutenant Callie, for a while, forgot all about his military training yesterday. He stood before his six-man jury at Fort Benning and jammed his hands into his pockets like they'd never let you do in basic training. And he told the jury, "You have stripped me of my honor." That jury comes back into the courtroom today to decide where Callie is going to go, to prison for life or to a death chamber. Now, Callie's former boss, Captain Medina, says that verdict was harsh and severe, which you might well expect him to say because Captain Medina faces a court-martial in connection with the same My Lai massacre. In a minute, we'll talk about streetcars on Market Street, old streetcars. KYA News Time is 7:32.
Looking so good, looking so good.
Vitalis Dry Control gives your hair a dry, casual, natural appearance. You know it's there, but you just can't see it. Now, this is quite an idea from the group called San Francisco Tomorrow. They think it'd be neat to have some of the really old streetcars, the ones that look like cable cars but run off juice, running along a beautified Market Street. That idea appeals to you, whether you're for it or against it, for that matter. The fellow who's carrying the proposal to the city bosses is Supervisor Ron Pelosi, so call him if you're interested one way or another. San Francisco Tomorrow says its streetcar idea could be a part of making Market Street one of the most beautiful in America. It's sure got a long way to go. Sacramento lawmakers are looking at marijuana. I don't mean they have it out on the table and they're rolling joints, but I mean they're looking at how people get punished for having the weed. And now the same committee that for the past 3 years has said no to this plan now says yes. Marijuana possession should be made a misdemeanor. That means instead of hustling your way to jail for a few years for having that stuff, a penalty of $250 in fines or 90 days in jail or both would be the sentence. Now that grass law isn't passed by a long shot, but they're talking about it seriously in Sacramento, and it's past the first step. I don't know if you've ever thought about other things besides money being counterfeited, but people counterfeit driver's licenses and identification papers and U.S. savings bonds. Secret Service agents have arrested a couple of fellows in San Francisco, and they're hunting for a couple of more who they think have been printing their own savings bonds. $360,000 worth of the bonds have been recovered. They think these fellows passed $50,000 of them already. And they have no idea how many of them might be out. They can't even find the plates, the things they print these U.S. savings bonds with. Indian woman reported to have hurt her knee while playing basketball on Alcatraz. She's been evacuated to a hospital last night. They must be getting along fine on the rock. U.S. Parole Board in Washington will decide today if Union President Jimmy Hoffa of the Teamsters will get out of prison. Justice Department already confirms it will not oppose that parole for that 58-year-old Union leader who was put in the pokey in 1967 for trying to influence the minds of a jury. President Nixon turning over some of his California land to the people. Properties belong to the Marines at Camp Pendleton. It's a stretch of beach near his oceanfront home in San Clemente. Now a federal property review board concludes the Marines didn't really have any further use for that beach, and they'll turn it over for public recreation. In sports, the Dodgers blasted the Giants 9-1 yesterday. Padres beat the Indians 6-3. The Cubs beat the Angels by the same 6-3 score, and the Brewers edged the Oakland A's 6-5. All five of California's Major League Baseball teams scheduled to see action again today. And where's the story about the NBA? Here we go. Milwaukee with a 3-0 lead over San Francisco now in their NBA Western Conference set. They beat the Warriors last night 114-102. Now Milwaukee's within one victory of clinching the series. The other Western Conference semifinal was tied at two victories each. Chicago Bulls beat the Los Angeles Lakers 112-102. This is Brad Messer reporting.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Bonner Johnny is here to play more music. Ah!
Frida Payne there, and Band of Gold. Don't worry, Frida. It'll turn green before evening. 7:42 here at KYA with Juana Johnny. Congratulations this morning to Sam Arrico of the city. Sam was quick to call KYA when that underwater singer sang, and his name is now among the finalists eligible to wake up winning a waterbed from Cliff Saunders starting tomorrow morning on KYA. By the way, there's been, I just have received word here, somebody hung this in front of me, there's been another earthquake in the San Fernando Valley. And Brad Messer will have details at 8 a.m.
One toll over the line, sweet Jesus. One toll over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station. One toll over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary. Hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown. Joy and I learned about the pain that my mama said. If I should choose to make a part of me, we'll surely strike again. And now I'm one toe over the line, sweet Jesus, one toe over the line. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line. Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on.
To paradise, 'cause I looked into a pair of eyes.
you sure do scream nice. Yes, that's Smokey Robinson Miracles, future hit from KYA, and I don't blame you at all. This Buona Johnny, it's 7:48 in the city.
There's never been a day of drag racing in Northern California like this coming Sunday, when the National Hot Rod Association and the Mattel Company combine forces to present the Hot Wheels Northern Nationals at Fremont Raceway. Due to rain several weeks ago, further qualifying and all racing will be jammed into one monumental day. This Sunday, the Hawaiian, Don Prudhomme, Dick Landy, the California Charger. Sure, they'll all be back. You'll be back for the greatest drag race of the year. Gates open with the Sun pre-race parade at 12:30. Northern Nationals this Sunday at Fremont.
Joe Cocker and his 42-member touring company, captured on film in Mad Dogs and Englishmen, filled with multiple screen images and four-track stereophonic sound. Joe Cocker, Leon Russell, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, an A&M film released by MGM, rated GP, all ages parental guidance.
Well, wonderful. Okay. Let me remind you that starts Friday. Exclusive Northern California engagement at the Cinema 21, San Francisco.
In these taxing times, Benevest has something to offer.
Mr. Steinberg, to me, is a doll.
People.
I mean, I've never spoken to people like this before. They were very truthful with you. They didn't tell you one thing and then do another.
Very friendly. Gave us coffee. My son was running around like a nut, and everybody was pretty nice to him.
We liked their manner and the way they did things and the way we came out.
Come into Benevest. We think you'll like the way you come out.
Well, did it again. Fine. Call Benevest, dial tax 0500. That's tax 0500. That's easy to remember. Bay Area weather today is going to be warmer and fair through Thursday. High is somewhere in the 60s. Current temperatures 43, 42, 45, and 48. San Francisco and Buona Johnny. Here's 7:53 on a Wednesday morning. Brad Messer have details of that latest San Fernando Valley earthquake. And let's make a memory this morning.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Johnny and the most requested song this morning, $3.99.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine, singing joy to the world. All the boys and girls now, joy to the fishes in the deep blue.
him by alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Man of the cloth, call him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called Alligator Bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp. Come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. There's a cat called Doc Mills South and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. Lived a man called
KYA, San Francisco.
Good morning. This is Brad Messer with the 8 o'clock news. There was another Southern California earthquake this morning. Not a bad one. Just about 7 o'clock, that shaker hit the San Fernando Valley, which is the same place where the big one hit February 9th. This morning, shaker tipped over water heaters and made some chimneys fall down, they tell us, but there wasn't any major damage, no buildings falling down and such. The scientists have looked at the shaking needles on the seismographs and say it was 3.8 on the Richter scale. That's roughly 1/8 the power of the big quake in February. Now our own city's problem, the school strike. Yesterday, the rest of the union teachers voted to go on strike today, and some non-union teachers are staying away from the schools, too. I honest to God don't know whether to tell you to go to school or stay home today, but the official line from the school bosses is go.
All schools will be open in the San Francisco School District at the regular time this morning. The buses will be running and will take the children to school where buses are involved. We've asked the secondary schools to stay open until 12:35, which is a minimum day. We've asked the elementary schools to stay open until 1:50, which is a shortened day, but they've been on the schedule last week and this week. We ask the parents to send a lunch with the children in as much as we may not be able to feed them. We ask them to wear warm clothing because it might be cool in some of the schools. We do hope to keep the schools open with the administrators, with the teachers who are working, and with some 800 substitutes which we are sending to the schools.
That's all happening now. They'll take a look later this morning and see whether they can keep the school machinery going in San Francisco. But right now, the official line is go to school today. Alvin Duskin, the dressmaker, says he has 50,000 signatures on his petitions to ban the skyscrapers in the city. That plan to take the decision-making power away from City Hall and give it back to the voters when buildings over six stories high are being planned. Duskin appears to have more than enough voter signatures to force a public vote on that question. Weatherman says it'll be a beautiful day today in San Francisco again. High 60s, breezy and sunny. If you're driving up toward the mountains in Northern California, though, they have snow showers and rain there. There's been a plane crash this morning at an airport outside Los Angeles. A 720B Western Airlines training jet, not a bunch of passengers or anything, a training jet, has crashed and burned on landing at Ontario International. Police say they think the plane was on a training flight and that only four people were on it, but they don't have many additional details right now. KYA News time is 8:03.
So convenient, park right at the door. Oh, thank heaven for that 7-Eleven store.
When I talk or do business, I'll add on the line. No bull. That's what I like when I go into a store. Any kind of store. I don't want to sit around Don't want to browse. I want to get in, get what I want, get out. No fancies. That's what a Sum Lim store is. My kind of no bull store. Get in, get what you want, and get out. That's it.
Oh, thank heaven for that 7-Eleven
store. Lieutenant Colley may find out today whether he is going to live or die. Court-martial jury at Fort Benning deliberating now on whether to sentence him to life in prison or death for the murder of civilians at My Lai. Yesterday, Colley made a personal plea to the jury. He stood there and looked at them with his hands jammed in his pockets, and he said that if he committed a crime, apparently it was in judgment, that he valued his troops' lives more than the lives of the enemy. And we'll see if the jury buys that. Secret Service in San Francisco arrests two men, and they're looking for two more in U.S. savings bonds counterfeiting. They say they made excellent phony U.S. savings bonds. When the G-men broke in, they found $360,000 worth of the bonds sitting there. They think the people have passed $50,000 worth of them already, and the trick to it? The plates are missing, the things you print more with. They're looking. Muni Court Judge Curtis Singleton just hates it when you belt down the booze and get behind the wheel of your car and weave around the highway. And now he's opened a kind of a one-man campaign to cut down on drunken driving around Fairfield. Used to be they'd let you go the first time you got caught for drunk driving, but now Judge Singleton's going to send first offenders to jail. Now, the statutes make a jail term mandatory the second time around, and few judges sentence first offenders to jail, but Singleton says he thinks his plan's unique. He, yesterday, sentenced a first offender to jail. Singleton says he decided that because there's too many repeated violations of drunken driving. State Assemblyman Ken Mead says it doesn't make any sense for public utilities to advertise as much as they do, and he wants it stopped. Oakland Democrat introduced a bill yesterday requiring the Public Utilities Commission to disallow money a utility has spent on advertising and sales promotion when it considers a firm's rate increase application. He says they spend money on ads to make you and I like the utilities, and they count that as expenses. He doesn't want that to happen. Second seed in the $50,000 Aventura World Tennis Classic in Miami, Arthur Ashe of Richmond, has been upended by Ismael El Shafei of Egypt. What a surprise for tennis player Arthur Ashe. The Egyptian did what a Yugoslavian told him to do, keep the ball playing, and those two played each other, or will play again in today's second round. There's another big dent in the red machine. Cincinnati slugger Lee May hurt his left knee in last night's Florida exhibition game with the Mets. He's now in Christ Hospital in Cincinnati, being checked by a specialist. The Oakland A's cut their roster to 28 men. They've sent 8 players to the minors for reassignment. Those cut: Marcel Lashman, Sammy Ellis, Bob Stickles, Darryl Osteen, catcher Gene Doosan, infielders Dwayne Anderson and John Donaldson, and outfielder Bobby Brooks. This is Brad Messer reporting.
KYA, first with the news in San Francisco since 1926.
Bonner Johnny is here to play more music.
I have to keep on talking till I can.